From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. May is the month of upfronts. That's when television networks show off their new shows to advertisers. But there's a growing issue in the TV world. That would be cord cutters like me. We really don't watch cable, or at least we don't watch cable with a cable. We watch Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go. We get our TV content online. And that's just fine, except nobody really knows how many of us there are and how much TV we watch. The company Nielsen has traditionally been the authority on ratings, but it's been slow to measure internet viewing. Bloomberg media reporter Edmund Lee has been watching this. He says it's convenient for Nielsen not to look at online numbers.
They have a near monopoly. They're not in a rush to switch to something or start counting something, sort of a new disruptive element, if it might mean that it takes away some of the monopoly that they've essentially enjoyed on television.
That will probably soon change. Why? Lee says both networks and advertisers are putting more pressure on ratings companies to get real online viewing numbers. Advertisers want to know who they're actually reaching. And for networks, ad revenues are dipping without last year's Olympics and myriad political ads. Lee says as much as 12% of network audience has basically dropped off the map.
If that big a part of your audience for, say, a particular show is actually just watching it online and it's not being counted accurately, that's a lot of money that's being left on the table, and, you know, for whatever the ad rates you're getting. So that is a significant hurdle that the networks are starting to see that they have to kind of get over. And, of course, Nielsen is a necessary component.
Meanwhile, internet video advertising, while a tiny piece of the TV ad pie, is expected to increase some 41%. Lee says going forward is tricky for all parties. The online viewing environment is extremely complex. Nielsen has started to move to web ratings.
They started counting the ads you see online about 18 months ago. That's still sort of a running pilot program. The thing about that program, though, is that it doesn't include a lot of web publishers. For example, YouTube, you know, which is a whole lot of online video. Yeah, Google just won't accept Nielsen software. So that's maybe not entirely Nielsen's fault, but there's a whole swath of online viewing audience that simply isn't being counted.
We want our own set of ratings. How do you watch TV or listen to Marketplace Tech? Head to our website, marketplacetech.org, and let us know.